You're listening to the Fan-Damn-Tastic Marketing Show with your host, Mac Collier, author of Think Like a Rockstar, founder of Blog Chat, and diehard Bama football fan. From advocacy and branding to building fans and creating a social business, Mac covers it all. Want to be part of the show? Share your thoughts at hashtag FanDamShow on Twitter.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the fifth episode of the Fan-Damn-Tastic Marketing Show. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a post I came across on Patagonia's blog, The Cleanest Line. And if you've read my blog, you know that I'm a really big fan of Patagonia and their blog, The Cleanest Line, because The Cleanest Line does an amazing job of creating customer-centric content. Patagonia has a great understanding for who their customers are, and they know that their customers are interested in certain ideas and themes. For example, protecting the environment, sustainability, being active outdoors, etc. So what Patagonia does is they create content around these themes that they know their customers are interested in. And they almost never talk about the company itself. They never talk about their products, etc. But earlier this month, they did. They made a very detailed post about their shipping process. And the reason why they did this was because they noticed that some customers were complaining about certain aspects of the shipping process in association with their products. For example, some customers wanted to know, why does Patagonia ship clothing in poly bags sometimes? Others wanted to know, why do they sometimes ship in plastic? Would it be possible to eliminate the plastic and ship in paper instead? So Patagonia took these complaints from their customers and used it as a way to better explain the shipping process that happens at Patagonia and how their clothing and how their products are actually shipped. So that way, their customers would have a better understanding of the exact process involved. So not only did they write a post and detail the exact shipping process, they also took the customers up on their more or less challenge of, why can't you get rid of poly bags, or why can't you start shipping with paper versus plastic? So what they did was, they made some trial runs. And for example, they took 40 items that would normally be packaged in a poly bag and didn't put them in the poly bag, and ran them through the process in their warehouse, the normal shipping process that the package or that the item would normally go through. It just didn't have a poly bag this time to protect it. And then they tracked what happened to these items that didn't have a poly bag, and would it be okay to ship them without? And they found that a lot of the items actually received damage. And Patagonia, they took pictures of this. You can see pictures of the items tumbling down a conveyor belt, and you can see how in certain instances they'll maybe rub up against some grease on a metal portion of the belt, or maybe they get caught in the belt somewhere and kind of snagged, and it causes damage to the clothing. And that either the grease or the damage, etc., is something that the poly bag would have protected the item from. But since the poly bag wasn't there for that trial run, the clothing article suffered damage as a result. So I thought that was a great way for Patagonia to take what was complaints from their customers and turn it into a way to not only address those complaints head on, but also use it as a way to better educate their customers on exactly what goes into the shipping of their products. And the great thing about this is that the customers appreciate this because it's an example of Patagonia simply taking their complaints seriously and listening to what they have to say, and then taking the time to explain to them, yes, that sounds like a great idea, but here, let us explain to you why we can't do that. And then back that up with photographic evidence and also explain the process to them. So it's a great example of taking complaints, issues, questions that a customer has, and then turning it into a blog post and creating content around those questions that helps educate the customers and also gives them the answers they're looking for. So even though Patagonia was able to come back and not give the customer the answer they were ultimately hoping for, still, this post received a positive reaction. Because if you look, it's interesting because, and this goes back to this idea of all forms of engagement are not created equally, because if you go and look on Patagonia's blog, most of their posts have zero comments, but almost every post will have 200, 300, sometimes 400 or 500 likes on Twitter, or excuse me, likes on Facebook. So there's engagement happening, even though it might not be comments. But if you go and look on this post, it got, I think, 13 comments as of yesterday. So this is a post that's generating a lot of comments, and a lot of the comments are coming from customers, and they're very sympathetic because they're very much, you can see physically, you can literally see the pictures of this is what happened when we tried to ship these products the way that you had asked us if we could do. So most of the comments are very positive. Thank you so much. Very much appreciate the well thought out consideration of your processes. I appreciate y'all working towards a solution for shipping materials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So even though Patagonia ultimately wasn't able to make the changes that the customers wanted, the customers still did appreciate the fact that they took those complaints and issues that were raised by the customers seriously enough to address them. So that's a great example of listening to your customers, understanding them, and taking them seriously enough and just respecting them enough to actually listen to them and respond to them. It's not rocket science. I mean, there's just so many companies that just don't understand the power of simply responding to their customers and simply treating them with the respect so that they have a response. Just simply being respectful enough to them to actually respond to them goes a long way. And this example by Patagonia is a great example of this. And I'll link to this post in the notes for this in the blog post. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this up. Please do check out the post. It's a great example of creating customer-centric content, as is pretty much all the content on the Cleanest Line. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. Please have a great week.
You've been listening to the Fandamtastic Marketing Show with Mac Collier. Do it again soon.